Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. As some of you will know, I started providing SEO services back in 2001, and things were a lot simpler than they are now. Back then it was all about keywords. Keywords in the keyword meta tag, keywords in the meta title tag, and keywords in the meta description tag, and keywords liberally scattered throughout the content. Then people came up with ways to game the system, to effectively cheat the search engines into giving them a better result than they were probably due. If you'd like to learn more about one of these black hat techniques, you should read my post on keyword stuffing. Since those early cowboy days of SEO, many things have changed. The profession has cleaned up its game, mainly. Although black hat SEO still exists, and if you want to cheat the system, you can, but you'll eventually get kicked out of the search engines. And the search engines regularly update their algorithms, the software that decides where a website deserves to sit in the web pages, simply to make sure that they're not being cheated. As things have changed, the number of SEO myths has grown, and these are the ones that I most frequently encounter. And the danger about the myths is that if you do get trapped and fall into their circle, you are going to endanger your listings in the search engines. So here we go. In no particular order, SEO myth one. It's no longer about keywords. Now, this has been around for a while now. Not only does Google examine more than 200 signals when ranking websites, it frequently tweaks those signals to ensure that you and I get the most relevant results for our searches. Every time something changes, a crowd of people claim that keywords are dead, or SEO is dead. Well, I'm here to tell you that keywords are not dead, and neither is SEO. In fact, keywords are the fundamental rock on which all SEO is based. There's no magic or mystery about them. They're simply the words you and I enter into our web browser when searching for something. And so it's critical that we, as the website owners, understand how people are searching for us and embed those words and phrases in our website. They need to be placed in the places where the search engines look. And it's this that enables Google, Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo, etc. to match people's searches to relevant websites. Myth number two, it's all about keyword density. If you carry out a web search for keyword density, you'll find a number of sites telling you that the ideal keyword density is between 4 and 5%. This means that for every 100 words on your page, 4 to 5 of them should be keywords. Please don't pay any attention to this. If you do, you'll fall foul of one of the cardinal rules of web development, that your website is for the visitors to your site, not for the search engines. Search engines are simply a means to an end, a tool to deliver those clients and prospects to your website. If you focus on keyword density and other SEO-focused metrics, you'll have switched your content focus from creating great content for visitors to creating content for the search engines. And let me tell you now, your content will suffer. I have worked with many sites that have fallen down this particular rabbit hole. Sites that have ranked really, really well in search results. Top of page one, for example. Those search results have delivered many, many visits, but those visitors have left the site very quickly. Why? Because the content simply wasn't focused on their needs. Myth three. It's all about buying backlinks. Hyperlinks published on third-party websites that bring people to your website are the foundations on which Google was built. Google was originally called Backrub. Backlinks and rubbing my back is a benefit to you. Google originally only ranked sites based on the volume of backlinks. The thinking was pretty simple. If I link from my site to yours, then I must believe that something on your site will be of interest or value to visitors to my site. And like any good democracy, Google thought the more votes, i.e. backlinks your website has, the more popular and better it must be. When Google was launched, backlinks remained a fundamental way that it ranked websites, and it remains so today. As a consequence, a whole industry built up around providing backlinks, including link farms, web pages that just looked like phone directories, with each page simply featuring hundreds of links to websites. In the early days, this was quite successful, and you could buy thousands of links for a few hundred dollars. Google would see your website, they'd see all these links coming into it, and they'd think, wow, this is a popular site. But then the investigation started, and Google realized that quality was far more important than quantity, and started analyzing where the backlinks originated. From then on, purchased backlinks became a major no-no. Backlinks must be relevant, so a link from your local butchers to a website providing marketing services is not relevant. For the simple example spoken there about the butchers, that's not likely to attract a penalty from Google and will just be ignored. But what it does mean is the effort that you have expended on acquiring that link will have been wasted. If you take it to the next level and start purchasing links, Google will find out and your website will be penalized by pushing down in the results pages. This could be critical. After all, only about half of search engine users ever go beyond the first page, and just 10% make it onto page 3 and beyond. So a demotion to page 5 is almost as bad as being deleted. Myth number 4. Posting the same content on many different sites will boost your ranking. Back in the day, it was common for a blog article to be posted on a number of websites that claimed to be regularly visited by journalists. The promise was that you'd get a lot of eyes on your fresh articles. You'd also get a link back to your website. The publisher's dream was that it'd be contacted by journalists for more information, the goal being to be mentioned in an article that gets published by the national mainstream media, amplifying the visibility of the business. The reality was that very, very few journalists ever visited these sites, and the actual goal was simply to build backlinks. As Google improved its technology, it recognized these for what they were, backlink building opportunities, and woe betide your website if you had had the temerity to pay to have your post published. But from here, another myth developed, that multiple placements of identical content will be penalized, and myth 14 looks at this in a bit more detail. Myth number 5. You have to write at least 1,200 words on every page for optimum SEO. If you go hunting, you'll find enough posts about SEO that will talk about the number of words you need to have on each page to come up in position 1 on page 1 of the search results. The holy grail of SEO, if you like. Typically, they'll tell you that top pages contain 1,200, 1,600, or even 2,000 words. And that's a lot of writing. But don't despair. You don't have to write so many. Or you can write many more. The reality is that there is no magic ideal word count that will get you on the first page of the search results. It's much more about relevance and quality. Look at it this way. If I tell you, or you read, that your page has to contain 1,200 words, you're going to write 1,200 words, no matter what. But what if you only need 600? Well, your page is going to be so full of padding and filler that even if you were to be page 1, position 1 in Google, and generate lots of visits, no one is going to read it because it's going to be a terrible read because of the padding. And at the other end of the scale, if you actually need 3,000 words or more to get your message across, and you've heard that the ideal page is 1,200 words, you're going to edit the heck out of your content and you'll probably remove most of the value. So, even if your page features highly in the search results and you get loads of visits, most won't stay because the content doesn't make a great read. The simple solution is to write as many or as few words as you need to communicate your message and sell your idea. My only caveat is if you have to write a lot of words, you either need to be a very good and persuasive writer or hire a copywriter to do the work for you. Myth number 6. SEO is dead. At least once a year, someone pontificates that SEO is dead and I worry about my future. Then I relax and realize that SEO has quite a few years to go yet. It's a long way from being an ex-SEO. It's a long way from leaving this mortal coil, kicking up the daisies, and every other quote you can think of from Monty Python's Dead Parrot sketch. Work is required and will always be required to ensure that websites are as SEO friendly as possible, so that your site appears as high in the search listings as possible and drives good quality traffic to your website. Myth 7. It's all about social media. It's really easy to believe that with over 2.3 billion active users, Facebook has removed the need for a website, and so SEO is no longer required. If you follow this path, though, you'll be missing out. In the UK, about 32 million people use Facebook, with about 90% of the population using the internet, so that equates to about 58.5 million people, you will be missing out on 26.5 million people if you just use Facebook. And those are just the people that don't use Facebook. Lots of Facebook users still turn to search engines when looking for things they want or need. So it's not all about social media. If you just do social, then you're missing a huge audience. Myth Number 8. Pictures don't do anything to help your SEO. Although search engines are slowly rolling out artificial intelligence to help them understand the content of a picture, your pictures contribute greatly to the optimization of a web page. But you need to optimize images properly. The file size has to be quite small, so not to slow your pages down. They need to have SEO optimized image names and have optimized alt tags or alternative attributes. If you pop across to my website, seo.enterprise-oms.uk, and sign up for my newsletter, you'll receive my free guide to image optimization. Myth 9. SEO is a secret magic masked by smoke and mirrors. When SEO was growing in awareness, a lot of people delivering the service hid their actions behind smoke and mirrors, making it appear as if it was something mystical, something that could only be implemented by members of some deeply secret inner circle. I think the main reason for this was to mask their techniques, some of which may have been gaming the system for quick results, and also so that these cowboys could charge more for their services. The reality is that everything you need to know is out there on the internet if you know where to look and who to trust. But I ask you this, do you want to spend time learning about SEO, sorting the wheat from the chaff, and then learning how to implement it on your website and stay up to date with the SEO changes? Or would you rather bring in someone who knows what they're doing, which leaves you to do what you're good at, running your business, generating leads, converting leads into sales, and making a profit? Myth number 10. It's not a problem if your website is slow to load. You're right, it's not a problem. It's a huge problem if your website's slow to load. You've got 3 seconds. That's it, 3 seconds to get your pages in front of people. And why? Well, it's simple. The internet has robbed people of their attention span. Most people simply won't want to wait any more than 3 seconds for a web page to open. If it's slow, they'll simply go elsewhere. And that could be back to Google or Bing or Yahoo, etc., and just to the next result in the list. And it's worse than that. You have about 0.2 seconds for people to get what your site offers. And if they don't get it almost straight away, they're going to head somewhere else. Because of this, Google will push slow sites down in the results pages. After all, there's no point sending people to a website if all they're going to do is come back to Google or come back to their search results and go somewhere else. A slow website is one of the reasons behind a high bounce rate in Google Analytics. Myth number 11. You must have perfect SEO to rank on page 1. With Google examining more than 200 signals to determine where your site comes up in the search results pages, and the majority of those signals are only known to Google, there is no way that your SEO can ever be perfect. And you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be better than your competitors. That's why I'll look at your competitors if I'm working on your SEO to see what can be done to beat them. And remember, if you strive for perfection, you might never get anything completed. As they say, perfection is the enemy of the good. It reminds me of the old joke about these two chaps in a forest, and they were faced by a huge bear charging towards them. One gulps and says to the other, "We can't outrun this bear." And the other one says, "I know, but all I have to do is run faster than you." Myth number 12. Running a Google Ads campaign will boost your SEO. Google Ads and Google Search are two separate parts of the organization, and there is no interlinking at all, so running a large or small Google Ads campaign is not going to improve your SEO. It will, however, give you a quick opportunity to get your business to the top of the first page of the search results, in the ads section of course, if you need quick traffic to your website. Myth number 13. SEO is a one-time thing. No, no, and thrice no. SEO is constantly changing, and you or your search optimizer should constantly be looking for ways to improve your SEO. After all, if you started out and were better than your competitors, refer back to Myth 11, and they improve their SEO, they will overtake you. So you need to stay on top of things. And last but not least, Myth number 14. Google will penalize your site for duplicate content. Myth 4 looked at posting of content on a variety of websites with the aim of building backlinks. From this came conversations that if Google caught you doing it, then they would penalize your website because you've put the same content in multiple places. This simply isn't true. However, a very real danger of having multiple copies of the same thing is that this will dilute your search results because Google won't know which is the most important page. So you could find people directing visitors to site XYZ where they'll find your article, but they might not ever make it across to your website. So it's very important that Google understands that your website is where everything happens. So examine your content. And if you have more than one copy of the same thing, then you need to let Google know which is the most important. And the canonical tag is the way to do this. A canonical tag is a way of telling search engines that a specific URL represents the master copy of a page. And using the canonical tag prevents problems caused by identical or duplicate content appearing under multiple web addresses. There you have it, 14 common SEO myths. Please don't fall for any of them, but if you need some help, I would much rather you called me and you expended your effort on running your business and making a profit, especially in these difficult times. Stay well and pick up my contact details in the sting if you have any questions. Thanks for listening. You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.